and if there is a possibility of living eternally, and we decide to live mortally, then our soul will live on. And in order to be happy, we ought to have an intimate domain to take care of. And one thing is to build something using our intuition from scratch, and the other is to simply repeat a ready-made recipe. And if we have accomplished our natural duty, we shouldn't expect the state to repay us as nature will do so. And life has its time for action and its time for rest. We should simply go along with it. And while ignorance is far better than mass-produced education, later can be only humbled through trauma. And only digging in our past we can find how our end became more appropriate to our beginning. And the more intense is the struggle of our passion, the more is worth to narrate it to others. And in order to be felt, we ought to alternate a strong presence with a strong absence. And following a most rational logic, we become irrational, yet following our intuition, we reach a golden logic. And social benefits are only for those who are rich enough to know about them. And when all that is socially left is to work on the surplus, it is time to work on the survival of the self. The same technology that can be used to destroy in our spirituality is used to destroy and enslave us. And focusing on our natural accomplishment means that for now we'll have to despise any social credits. And we can either numb our passions following the ready-made path of civilization, or dive into it following our spiritual intuition. And our main effort is to conceive things that are effortless, not realizing that our nature despises what it cannot take care of. And all we do against the norm won't make sense unless we keep on following our intuition. And any technological forecast is the actual grey cloud always hanging over us. And any establishment is like a big property growing by sacrificing the creative spirit and fomenting the destructive ones. And by indicating our rights, society limits our course of actions mostly to something pragmatical. And the highest level of ignorance can be found among those who believe to have secured truth in their professional academic environments. And the more is our worldly power, the more blind and arrogant our decisions will be. And it is only war that can expose the bourgeois outside its property, and thus let life circulate again. And all the artificial makeup let us forget that we only blossom for a very short time. And we may build castles for the commercial sake, and yet building a little hut for poetry is far more noble. And in fact, an intellect to constantly progress need a constant breaking in and out of the collective network. And acting like a technology without being technological only means that we are developing the empathy for the humans affected by it. And the very credentials that the establishment require from us to be part of it are the one shifting all our creative energy out to competition. And whenever a decision has to be made, we ought to go for the one that can provide the most significant experience. And the most significant and magical connection we can create is between the outcome and its source. And it is our nature that always provides us with alternative directions to release us from the social captivation. And the only way for the rich to stay rich is to keep on building infrastructures for the poor to stay poor. And any society needs to be flipped around as soon as most of its regulations are made to preserve it. And nothing ever happens, and if it happens, it does first in the mind of people. And if we decide differently for something, it might also mean that it can enable the opposite, which is closer to our principles. And we don't have to win through predominance, as that in fact enables the way we will lose. And we may work for the establishment, but only as a transition to work for our anti-establishment. And once we acquire what is primary, anything secondary will keep secondary. And any establishment is a form of abuse of the resources underneath it, and that is why we should always shift to the margins. And it is right in the realization of someone else's ideal that we can be most profitable with our own ideal. And to settle our human restlessness, society have learned to only evoke in limited parts nature within it. And those who have inherited a palace of marble abandon it to build their own mud shelter with their own hands. And any establishment, even the most humanistic, will always need more form and less content. And if a construction occurs from above, any open field is much better than a crowded one. And we can't be free spirits unless we first experience and then reject the slavery of luxuries. And anything that goes in depth necessarily criticizes our state of commodity and thus is immediately labeled terrorism. And our freedom may only be compromised by our natural offspring, as that one is temporary and will anyway facilitate us. And the racial cream concentrates in the urban centers, leaving to the periphery only the brutal leftover. And even dedicating the most of our quality time, any accomplishment needs at a certain point quantification. And we shall never forget that the organization of the individual equals God, while the organization of society equals ends. And any expeditor diverting from the mainstream cannot but be memorable. And what is worth remembering is what has been accomplished with our intuition alone almost to the last moment. And any society will always fail, as sooner or later its endless ambition will be unleashed. All that the lower part of society is asked to police is that the upper part is kept polished. And presently we lose the help of anyone to in the future bring help to everyone. And poetic sensibility can only be acquired by establishing a long-lasting relationship with time. And urban germination is only a fashion that requires a forceful feeding to be kept alive. And the most avant-gardist manifestation is to suspend us from manifesting. And so committed we ought to be with our life, that our daily bread ought to taste like the best of suppers. And the more we cage our residences, the stronger will be the catastrophe to shake them.